Lots of things to get to today for Monday, July 18th. Here's some of the things that are in the news. There's a new study that says eating raw fruit and vegetables may actually improve your mental well-being. Researchers said both fruits and vegetables are rich in antioxidants, fibers, and essential micronutrients, which promote optimal brain function. But these nutrients can be lost during cooking, as we are more likely to eat fruit raw. That's good. This could potentially explain that it's stronger influence on our psychological health. It's possible that changing what we snack on could be really, really simple and an easy way to improve our mental well-being. So raw fruit and vegetables, good idea. So put that on your grocery list this morning. Other things going on this morning, this is a good thing. Gas prices expected to dip below $4 a gallon. It actually happened, in the Farmington Hills area, I believe, just the other day, where it dropped to like $3.55 or something like that. But energy advisor to the president, Amos Hochstein, said that I expect it to come down more towards $4, as we already have many gas stations around the country that are below $4. I saw them yesterday, it was about $4.55 here in Niles. So this person says this is the fastest decline rate that we've seen against a major increase in oil prices during a war in Europe, where one of the parties in the war is the third largest producer in the world. Now, the average price for a gallon of gas, currently about $4.55. So we still got a ways to go to get below $4, but we're making progress. If you want to head over to Target, your nearest Target, they're selling candles that smell like breakfast cereal. Mmm, delicious. I think I told you about this the other day, but if you want to go pick them up, scents include Lucky Charms, Cinnamon Toast Crunch, Trix, Cocoa Puffs, and Honey Nut Cheerios. So if you're on a diet, maybe this is like the LaCroix diet. You just get the essence of the food. You just walk by it and like, oh man, I really want some Honey Nut Cheerios. Ah, I got it. Today is July 18th, but you know there's some other holidays and some useless knowledge that you should know about today. It's National Sour Candy Day. So this is a great thing for me. I don't know why, but sour candy is like my go-to thing. Usually Sour Patch Kids, Warheads. You remember those candies? I don't know if they still make those, but Warheads were like my go-to. And most people, I mean, you look just like the kid on the package. You just all puckered up and bleh. I actually love them. I don't know why sour candy is my thing, but little known thing, little useless knowledge about sour candies you may not know. The ingredients that make sour candy so sour, do you know what it is? Vinegar. Whoa. I didn't know that. I've been eating that stuff all the time. So vinegar's good for you, right? So look at that. I'm eating healthy. Today's also, with it being sour candy, here's some other useless knowledge for you. A candy called Toxic Waste actually holds the record for the world's sourest. They're so acidic that the package suggests brushing your teeth immediately after eating one so that it doesn't destroy all your enamel. I don't think I've had, I'm trying to remember. It was a popular thing when I was younger. I feel like I may have tried it, but I don't think I've ever had a whole thing. Because really, you can't. Anytime you have sour candy, you have a little bit of it. And I like the ones that are sour and then become sweet. If they're just sour all the time or sour for too long, I don't want it. Other things you can put on a grocery list today, caviar day. It doesn't sound so fancy when you find out it's just fish eggs. Caviar usually comes from sturgeon, and it wouldn't be such a delicacy had the U.S. not banned it in the early 1900s because of over-harvesting. A little useless knowledge for you. China produces 60% of the world's caviar and consumes more than any other country. Delicious. I do love caviar. It's very, very, very good. Today's also Nelson Mandela International Day. We commemorate the birthday of Nelson Mandela that happened in 1918 and his vision that every person has the power to change the world. Now, he would have been 104 today. He was also the first democratically elected president of the free South Africa after spending 27 years in prison for treason. Today's also World Listening Day, so just take a minute, stop, and listen to all the sounds of nature. Or if you're one of those people who just talks too much, do some more listening today. And, you know, it's one of those weeks in the world of sports where not a whole lot is going on. The MLB home run all-star, bleh, let's start that again. The MLB all-star home run derby. Yeah, too many words all in one. But it's happening tonight at Dodger Stadium, and they've been having a lot of fun with All-Star Weekend and getting ready for it. There was a celebrity softball game the other day, which I heard was fantastic with Bryan Cranston, who had a lot of fun with that one. And I'm sure a lot of the celebrities had a lot of fun with that softball game. But the league's top hitters have some extra incentive to swing for the fences. This year's winner will get $2.5 million. Well, I don't know if how much money they got for the Open Championship that happened over the weekend. I'm sure it was a lot. I did hear them say a couple times during the broadcast when I was watching it over the weekend that they said it was a large purse. So, don't know what that means. That sounds like either there's a large purse full of money, or like many purses, they're just full of receipts, snacks, and all kinds of other things. Wouldn't that be nice? You just get a random person's purse if you win a golf tournament. But anyways, it was a really good tournament. A lot of people playing pretty well. Some kind of faltered a little bit towards the end there. Rory McIlroy was leading for most of the weekend, and just he didn't fall apart. He just didn't finish a couple putts. The putts, there were like probably, just from when I was watching in his last round, there was probably two or three putts that were like inches away from going in the hole. But Cameron Smith from Australia, he was the guy that ended up winning the Claret Jug, and It was a pretty awesome thing because it was at St. Andrews, the 150th Open. It was a pretty big deal, and he ended up winning. But what's he going to do with the Claret Jug now that he's won it? That's what a reporter recently asked him.
Perhaps you can tell us how you're going to celebrate tonight with the Claret Jug.
I'm definitely going to find out how many beers fit in this thing, that's for sure.
So he's going to find that out. So hopefully he tells us, because it's a small, you think about it, out of all the trophies and things and awards and prestigious things that people can win, the Claret Jug is pretty small. And so it's functional. It's something that would sit on in a trophy case, but he's got to give it back because I think there's only one. So we'll see. Maybe he'll tell us later on this week how many beers fit in that Claret Jug. Because I'm curious. I'm sure you are too. Got Something to Say is brought to you by our friends at United Federal Credit Union. We get you. And I would love to talk to you. If you've got an organization that has maybe an event coming up or a program you like to highlight, feel free to reach out. 925-1111. You can give us a call in our office. Or you can email letstalk@wsjm.com. That's letstalk@wsjm.com. My guests today, I have the dynamic duo of Michael and Paul from Michigan Works. How are you guys doing today?
Doing well. And yourself there, Johnny?
Doing great. Paul, yourself, how you doing, man?
Really, really well. It's been a good week. But, you know, this is the highlight of the week. Whenever you get to be on with JR, Johnny Reinhardt. Oh. I mean, this is huge. Local legend.
Oh, you flatter me too much. Too much. But it's always good to talk to you guys. For people that may not know what you guys do, what part of Michigan Works are you guys? What do you guys do with Michigan Works?
Yeah, we're the business solutions team.
Okay.
You know, two of the three-legged stool. And we cover Berrien, Cass, Van Buren County. We're the business solution managers, out talking to employers, asking them those questions that keep them up at night, you know, and we try to find solutions to their problems. And that's kind of why we're here. One of those solutions might be attending the hiring events that we started back in June. And we've got another one coming up in August that we're excited about. So trying to build momentum. And Michael can kind of chime in and tell us a little bit about how June went. I know we were with you, you know, a couple months ago, preaching that June event, and it was a success.
Yeah, how'd that one go?
It went really, really well. I'd like to attribute all of the success to our previous radio spot. So appreciate that, Johnny.
What is the deal? am I being punked or something? What's going on here?
No, we had a phenomenal turnout with not only employers but also job seekers. We just shy of 150 folks come through. So it was a really, really great turnout, a lot of energy in the room. So really looking forward to having that be the case for our August one, which takes place August 3rd, right at our Van Harbor Service Center. And for those who may not know the address, that is 499 West Main Street. And that'll take place from 11 to 3. So August 3rd.
Okay. And will this one be similar to the ones you guys have had in the past? For maybe somebody that didn't go to this, what can we expect at this event on August 3rd?
It will be similar. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. It's open to anyone. Anyone who's looking for a job, full-time, part-time, any type of job. We'll have all the different sectors recognized there, from healthcare to manufacturing to hospitality, customer service, because we want you to be able to come in with confidence that you're going to have a great conversation with an employer. And if you have questions at all, we're going to have a lot of staff there on hand to, you know, walk you through it, introduce you to the employers if that's what you'd like to. So it's very non-threatening. There's a lot of energy in the room. You know, I encourage you too, Johnny, to come down and just check it out, just so you can speak highly of it. It's really a cool environment, just because we haven't done it the last couple of years since COVID. And so June was a great event. We're excited to do it again coming up in August, and hopefully moving forward.
Absolutely. And this is one of those things, like, as part of the business solutions team, you obviously are helping people, trying to connect them, you know, businesses trying to connect them with employees and great quality people. And then even also working on, you know, maybe if, you know, there's so many different changes and things in many different industries. So having ways that you can, you know, take the workforce you already have and make them even better. You guys offer a lot of those solutions. So what I love about this event, and what I love about the, I mean, right now it is a very interesting time when it comes to jobs, because there's a lot of businesses out there that have not just the accepting applications that you sometimes see at businesses where, you know, if you drop off a resume, it's like, they might call me, they might not. These businesses are hungry and are looking for people. So this is better time than ever for somebody that maybe is looking for a job, or maybe looking for an even better job, right?
Absolutely. This time right now is, as you may have mentioned, a really great time for individuals who want to pivot into a different career field to do so. And employers are out there incentivizing individuals to do it. Sign-on bonuses, a ton of, you know, benefits starting day one in many cases. So, and many of the employers that are going to be on site on that day, they're offering those types of things as well. As well as just a really great, not only job but career opportunity. So
right.
Really excited for that.
Yeah, and the people that are looking for jobs and careers, and like you said, Paul, this is so many different industries. Not, you know, from manufacturing to hospitality. There's all kinds of different businesses there, right?
Yeah, along with healthcare. So, like, to piggyback a little bit on what Michael said, if you're kind of unhappy with where you're at with your vocation, with your work. You want to try something, you want to pivot, try something. Now's the time, because employers are willing to take reliable workers that have the soft skills, that are going to show up, that are going to learn, that are going to work hard, and train them into the roles that they want them to be, you know. And so you can walk into what could be a great career opportunity for you by attending this event. And so we want to encourage anybody, whether you're unemployed, employed, looking for that next career advancement opportunity, come on down and see who's there. Talk to some employers. It's always great to network. And again, just to see what's out there.
Yeah. Yeah. Like you said, even, you know, stopping by and just kind of seeing how everything is. I definitely plan on coming to check that out for sure. Now, are there, I mentioned this to Mary a couple weeks ago about anytime you guys have events and things like that, you know, this day and age, people are going to job fairs and job events, but maybe they still have a job, but so they don't want people to see them. Do you guys offer disguises or any sort of secret meetings or anything like that for people that don't want other people to know they're looking for a job?
Absolutely. We speak in code. We do have a bat cave at the resource center.
Of course.
I will bring all of my children's Avenger costumes. So perfect. Whoever wants to dress up as Thor, Hulk, Wonder Woman. I mean, we've got them all. So, yes, we do have costumes for anybody and everybody. So disguises are encouraged.
Okay. I would say suits and dresses and business attire would probably be
Might be better. But if you want to show up with a Groucho Marx, you know, set of glasses.
There you go. Certainly make a good.
You're going to definitely break the ice with conversations. Yeah.
Definitely make good impressions for sure.
Yeah, that first impression is key.
So, again, this is happening on August 3rd from 11 to 3 at the Michigan Works in Benton Harbor, 499 West Main Street. Where can I go if I want to find more information on this stuff ahead of time?
You can definitely visit our website, Michigan Works or miworks.org. And if you want to go to the event site specifically, miworks.org/events, or even our landing page on our website has the event tab. You can click on that and you'll be able to find the job fair. Now, we do encourage pre-registration just so we have a general idea of what the headcount might look like, but also for individuals who are registering, it's beneficial for them because we have a running tally of the employers that have signed up thus far, as well as some of the open positions that they're looking to hire for. So it gives you a pretty good rundown of the wide breadth of options in different sectors represented and the opportunities that will be available on that day.
I love that. And you guys offer so many great services on a regular basis with this job event. This is going to be great. But, you know, maybe if somebody's getting ready for this job event, but they're also unsure of how everything looks. We talked about appearance and all that stuff. But what about those making that good impression with your resume or cover letter or even just that interview? That's obviously key to getting a job. How can you guys help me out with that?
Yeah, we've got a really great personable staff working with our talent team. And you can come in Monday through Friday, 8 to 5 p.m. And, you know, come in and just talk and pick our brains about, hey, maybe I need to brush up on my resume. Maybe I need to spruce that up a little bit, update that. You know, can you help me doing some mock interview questions? Because as we know, you go to a hiring event, you've got, you know, 2 to 3 minutes to talk to an employer to make that impression. And that could lead to a, you know, follow-up interview. But talking about first impressions, we also have, you know, interview appropriate clothing that we can work with and maybe get you that suit, get you that nice shirt that's going to kind of turn some heads and get your foot in the door with the company. So pretty much from start to finish, we can help you be confident walking into this hiring event, walking into your next interview, saying, I want to get this job. I'm going to put my best foot forward.
Absolutely. And lastly, with having all those great people that are putting their best foot forward, now's the time for employers to really look at ways they can still get involved with this August 3rd event, right, Paul?
Yeah, that's correct. And Michael, I think what we were at 19 companies. So is there room more for companies?
Yeah, we still have a few openings available. So if you'd be interested in attending, you can feel free to reach out to myself. I'll be more than willing to have a conversation with you, help you get registered. And if for whatever reason we do fill up, because that's where we're trending, we're looking to have additional hiring events later on this summer or late early fall, we'd be more than willing to have you attend that one. But feel free to contact us. We definitely want you on hand, and we definitely want you connecting with engaged and enthused right. job seekers. So.
Absolutely. Now's the great time for you guys to connect and be those matchmakers as you do on a regular basis. One more time, Michael, what is that website that we can go and find more information for all this?
miworks.org/events or just miworks.org. You'll find it. Events, August 3rd.
Yeah, you'll find it. Just like Michael when he's trying to find his office in Pawpaw. He's still. Do you know the address yet? Do you remember that?
I do know the address. Just for you, Johnny.
I won't make you recite it. I know. I trust you fair on enough. That one. So looking forward to this. August 3rd, this great event, miworks.org. Learn more information. But always great to talk to my good friends, Michael and Paul from Michigan Works. Thank you guys so much for being on the show.
Thanks for having.
And if you'd like to be part of the show, it's real simple. Just get a hold of me, 925-1111, and call our office. And you can also email letstalk@wsjm.com. Got something to say? It's brought to you by our good friends at United Federal Credit Union. We get you. You can be part of the show at any time. Give me a call, 925-WSJM. That's 925-9756. Operators are not standing by. I'm the only operator. So if you don't happen to catch me, well, that's okay. You can always just leave me a voicemail. You want to talk about, some of the things you've heard on the show or just want to say, hey, tell me how your weekend went, anything like that. I'd love to hear from you. I had a great weekend. Over the weekend, I had a chance to see some theater. I had a chance to go check out Children's Music Workshop's production of The Addams Family. And by the way, fun fact about me, I can't snap very well. This is my snap. Yeah, you can't even hear it, can you? No, can't barely hear it. I don't know what it is. That's one of those useless knowledge skills or useless knowledge things about me. I can't snap very well. Anyways, fantastic production. The kids were awesome. It was CMW's Teen Stock performance, so a little bit older kids. Costumes were awesome, fantastic. And the singing was great. Music was great. So it was a lot of fun. And it was fun to go out and enjoy a show. Haven't really had a chance to do a lot of that. And I know it's great for these kids to get out and do some theater, especially during the summertime, a great activity for them. So that was really fun. Some really talented kids around the area. By the way, there is the Berrien County Talent Show, Youth Fair Talent Show that's coming up. Go to our station's websites and you can learn more about that. That's a little shameless plug for the Berrien County Youth Fair. They've got their talent show coming up. So get more details on that. Anyways, I had a great weekend. It was awesome. Hope you had a chance to go see it. If you did not, well, you missed out. But be on the lookout for more productions from Children's Music Workshop, or just get out and enjoy some theater. We've got some great, between Twin City Players, Ghostlight, Beckwith, there's some really great community theater and some really talented kids and adults in our community. So it's really, really awesome. So I encourage you, as a theater kid myself and a theater lover, get out and do something. I haven't actually done a performance in, I'm trying to think, the last play that I did. I've done plays and musicals and all that. But the last play I did was Bleacher Bums, and it was 2016. So it's been a while. So I need to get back out on the boards, they say. The theater. I got the itch. I need to get out and do some more of that. So anyways, that could happen at some point. And if you like to perform and do stuff, get out and do it. Maybe if it's just karaoke or if it's doing a theater performance, they're always in need of volunteers or actors. So get out there and do that. If you're heading back to work and you're really kind of bummed out about it, maybe you're a little tired after a busy weekend. Wouldn't it be great if there was a place that would let you just take a nap at work Well, this might be the least comfortable way to accomplish that goal, but you might be in luck. There's a company in Japan that has a new product called Nap Boxes. It gives workers a place to take a power nap. You know, a little quick power nap, but you have to sleep standing up. So there's big cylinders with a door on the front, and it only fits one person at a time. And say basically, these basically look like a water heater with a door on front. I'll find the pictures and the story and put it up on our Facebook page, but so you know what I'm talking about. But each one of these has three small shelves inside, strategically placed to support your knees, your head, and your butt. So you're partially supported, but still vertical. So you're sleeping standing up. They claim that this is comfortable, but it's kind of hard to tell. It's in its early stages, so they haven't really demonstrated it all that much yet. They just have a rendering of the whole thing. But a spokesperson for the company claimed that in Japan, it's common for workers to take naps in the bathroom. So they wanted to give them a better option. Do they just fall asleep sitting on the toilet, or do they find a little spot and lean up against the wall? I'm going to check out a photo of this. Yeah, basically, it looks like, a weird pod thing. Why they have this? I feel like it would be a lot easier if they just laid this thing down. I'll send you a picture on our Facebook page. But it looks like, if I were to describe it, yeah, I think the oversized water heater is a perfect example of it. But it's just this cylinder thing with a door, kind of like a coffin. So it's kind of like you're sleeping like in a coffin, standing up. Actually, speaking of which, when I was at the performance of the Addams Family, they actually had a standing up coffin, and people were sleeping in that. This doesn't seem like something I would do. I mean, I have fallen asleep standing up before, like leaning up against the wall. I've fallen asleep because I've been really tired. I'm tired all the time. But I just don't know if I could do this. So anyways, it may come to the United States. You never know. But I think, you know, a little bit of rest, a little bit of getting away from the computer, getting away from whatever your workspace may be, if you operate a machine or something like that. Every once in a while, you need a little bit of a break. And if you can take a little 10, 15-minute power nap within your break time, I think that's I'm all for that. Now, sleeping at work may not be appropriate. Your office and your boss may say, not so much. We're not going to do that. But this might come as a shock. If you're wearing Crocs and overalls to work today, you might be a little underdressed. If you work from home, well, I don't think your boss really cares, as long as you look good from the waist up on your Zoom meetings. But a new poll found 57% of us think that traditional office clothes will eventually be phased out, and 23% think it's already happening. Certain things are still seen as too casual for work, though, even though our sister station, Rock 107 WIRX, those guys like to pretty much show up in pajamas. I've seen Brock a couple times show up in, I think they were house slippers and flannel pajama pants. I mean, I've got no room to say anything because I'm literally wearing a t-shirt and gym shorts right now as we speak, but I'm working from home, so I get a reprieve. I'm good. But he shows up to work with that stuff sometimes. And then what's funny is that he wears regular boots or whatever, especially during the winter, wears regular boots, and then he has his own house slippers. He has his work house slippers. I'm not kidding. The boss has already told him you shouldn't be doing that stuff. But he was, before that, showing up in flip-flops. And that's against dress code as well. So he decided, oh, well, how about I have closed-toed shoes? But instead of closed-toed shoes, they're just closed-toed house shoes. So, I mean, way to skate around the rules there a little bit. But back to this this survey, 2,000 people were asked to name the most inappropriate things that you can wear to work, and the lists are a little different for men and women. Now, the five most inappropriate things that guys can wear: gym clothes, cycling gear. Why would you wear cycling gear?
Well, yeah, just rode my bike to work today. Just want to let you know that for the whole entire day, I'm going to let you know and remind you that I rode my bike to work today.
That's where you need to bring a backpack with a change of clothes. Other things, flip-flops, overalls. I think that's appropriate if you're a farmer, but anything else outside of farming, no, you don't need the overalls. Also, Crocs and casual shirts, short shorts and Christmas sweaters also made the list. Now, for women, the top five things is, you know, gym clothes again, or athleisure even is out. Just because you went to the gym, or you were thinking about going to the gym, or you just wanted to make everybody think that you went to the gym, still not appropriate. Any tops that look too much like bras, crop tops, Crocs, flip-flops. Now, hot pants and tube tops just missed the top five. Maybe next year they'll make it into the top five. But those are some of the inappropriate things. So just be mindful of that stuff when you're going back to work. You know, especially if you're one of those people that maybe has been working from home for a long period of time and they said, hey, come on back. We'd love to have you, you know, a couple days a week. Just think about your wardrobe and what you're wearing before you walk out the door. Some of the things that are going on lately, you may have noticed a lot of sporting events on television. And if you're like me, I don't have actual television. I have just streaming services. That's how I watch pretty much anything that's on television and in sports. So when there's a sporting event like World Series or the Super Bowl or just, you know, regular Sunday football, I usually have to watch it on one of the various streaming services. Well, streaming sports events from around the world just got more expensive. ESPN announced that ESPN Plus is raising its monthly fee from $6.99 to $9.99. It's a 43% increase. If you're doing the math, that goes into effect August 23rd. Just in time for football season to start, right? The company last raised its prices from $6 to $7 in August of last year. So it just keeps going up. All of these streaming services. And I heard earlier that NFL Sunday Ticket was going to just switch from being on, I think it was DirecTV, to switching to a streaming service, which to me makes sense. This is one step closer to what I had thought of a long time ago. Before streaming services even existed, I was like, why can't all these channels just be a la carte, where I just pick and choose which channel I want? Because every single cable company was always like, oh, we'll give you this package for this, you know, small price. But if you want these, what they call premium channels, you got to upgrade to this other package. But when you get those premium channels, you end up with a bunch of other not so good channels. It's like, I don't need, you know, seven different National Geographic channels. Just give me one. You know, and all the different things. Like, I don't need MTV 7. I just need MTV 1 or MTV 2. I'm okay with that. And then there's, you know, all the different ESPNs. What they need to do is I'll pay the $9.99 a month if you bring back the Ocho. ESPN 8, the Ocho, that has all of the obscure sports. That's what we need to have. Here's some other things. I mentioned this last week that Heinz Field in Pittsburgh, where the Steelers play, was going to be changed to Acrisure Stadium, because really the field, it's named after a sponsor, which is Heinz, that they've had for many, many years. Fans were upset about this. One fan created a change.org petition that already has gotten thousands of signatures. Unfortunately, though, it's not going to do much good because, well, there's too much money involved and there's a sponsor. So it's still cool to see fans outraged and engaged in this whole thing. But maybe instead of getting Pittsburgh to change the field, they get Hines to figure out, hey, shell out the money because, well, we're buying all this ketchup and mustard. I know you got the money. So go back and sponsor the field. Other things happening. Speaking of staying with sports here with this conversation, there's a high school football referee shortage. Not sure if it's fully happening here in Michigan. I may have to get a hold of the folks from the MHSAA, but it's occurring in a lot of areas across the country. Now, some schools are planning to schedule games around referees and their personal lives so that they can have officials at the games. The average high school referee earns $79 per game. So think about that. The game wouldn't typically last, you know, maybe two and a half hours, depending on how the teams play, plus pregame. So you're looking at probably three to three and a half hour commitment, really. Not a huge commitment for $79 a game. That's pretty good. Plus, some schools may have to cancel or postpone games because of referee shortages. So I'm going to find out if this is something that's also happening here in the state of Michigan, because $79 a game, you know, I live about half a mile from the Niles High School football stadium. So, I mean, if you just want to do local games, I can handle that. I mean, how big is the rule book for a football game? Probably not that big. So you could get some studying in and you can get some testing in. So look at that, not only just for football, but look at some other sports as well as we come into the school year starting up again. You may want to, if you've spent many, many years yelling at the refs when you're at games, maybe try doing it yourself and see how you like it. So give that a try. It's time now for your Moody on the Market update. It's brought to you by Bintrust Moving and Self Storage. They do the heavy lifting, Bintrust Moving and Self Storage, and Insurance Management Service. Call IMS today, your local auto owner's agency in St. Joseph and in Niles. And when you go to moodyonthemarket.com, not only can you learn about our Moody on the Market Awards series, which now you can nominate somebody for the 40 under 40 for this new class. So go and nominate someone today. And you'll also see great stories about what's going on in Southwest Michigan, including something I think is pretty cool. If you watch Chicago TV, especially ABC 7, you almost certainly know who Mark Giangreco and Janet Davies are. They've been fixtures on Channel 7, and they were for almost 30 years, making a bunch of stops on the Chicago media trail going back in the 1980s, although focused on different subject matters, Giangreco on sports and Davies on entertainment. The two were often teamed up for special live events like Chicago's New Year's Eve fireworks celebration and a whole bunch of other stuff. Now, they're going to be teaming up again for a great conversation that's going to happen at the Acorn Theater in Three Oaks. It's happening Saturday night, August 13th, 8 p.m. Doors open at 7. And officially, the program is called An Acorn Evening with Mark Giangreco, hosted by Janet Davies. So if you like watching people on the TV and you want to see them in person and see what they're really like, well, you can see them at the Acorn Theater. I don't know why I got all Southern, but, you know, when you see somebody on TV, it's pretty cool. But to be able to have that conversation, maybe have learn more about the behind the scenes of what goes on and really just being around this region, this Midwest region for so many years. I'm sure they're going to have some great conversations about the whole thing. Now, general admission tickets are $25 and upfront reserved seats are $50. But really, there's no bad seat in the house at the very intimate and really cool place to hang out, Acorn Theater in Three Oaks. You want information and tickets and get to know more about the show and what you might expect, but also get to know more about what they have going on. Check out that full story at moodyonthemarket.com, but tickets and information, acornlive.org, if you want to check that out. And your Moody on the Market update is brought to you by Bintrust Moving and Self Storage. They do the heavy lifting, Bintrust Moving and Self Storage. It's also brought to you by Insurance Management Service. Call IMS today, your local auto owner's agency in St. Joseph and in Niles. Check out those stories and more at moodyonthemarket.com and on the Moody on the Market app. And don't forget to nominate somebody for 40 under 40.